Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with the Beach and Company wanting to know if the DA made the right decision by not charging Councilman Wingo with a crime. He committed a crime by being in possession of a gun on school property. He was licensed to carry, but forgot it was there when he realized it. Did his best to secure it by having the principal put it in his safe. I don't know if the principal actually handled the gun to put it in the safe or if he opened the safe door and Wingo placed it in there, because you're not supposed to even handle a pistol unless you have it on your permit. So he did that. They removed the somebody removed the magazine, put it in a separate package under secure circumstances with a secretary, so you had ammo and gun separate. And when he was done, he got it back and left the building swiftly. That was second best to what he could have done. The best thing he could have done is when he discovered it, just turn around and leave immediately. But he didn't do anything menacing with the gun. He didn't point it at anybody. He didn't show anybody the gun. The gun was not used in improper ways. So I can understand. It's a human frailty every once in a while. Even though the discovery level of carrying a gun, if you forgot it, maybe you carry it every day and it's part of your wardrobe. But it's the most important thing you can remember when you leave the house is I'm armed. Let's go to Sean in Amherst. Sean, you're on WBEN.
How you doing, Sandy? I just wanted to correct the last caller. He said there's two different kinds of permits. The permit is a license to carry. When you first get it, it's restrictions with target and hunting.
That's true.
It's still a license to carry. And say if you were to get stopped with it on you with a restriction, you just say you're going target or hunting.
So if they stop you at 2 in the morning and you say you're going to the range, you're probably going to get busted. I understand that.
Yeah, and as far as the other guy, I agree with you, Sandy. I think he made a mistake, whatever. You know, if he does it again, then fine. But I agree with you on that one.
If he does it again, they should pull the permit. But for that, I think we're okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sean. Yeah, you have to realize that when you get a pistol permit, it doesn't make you a perfect person. You're still the same person. Hopefully you're very aware that you have, have a pistol on your person, and where you are is very important. But the secondary question, which I haven't seen asked very much, how did he get it in? How did he walk in the door with it? Was there no security at the school? Nobody got patted down. Nobody went through a metal detector. He just walked in? Because if there was any security, it didn't work. I can tell you that. And I think the odds are somebody manning the door saying, oh, councilman, yeah, of course, step right in. I don't see that happening. So the big question I would have is how could he forget it? But that is a good question. But the main question is, how did it happen? How did he get in? Because he happened to come in and wasn't aiming to do any harm to anybody. So the next guy, we might not be that lucky. Let's go to Bill is next in Buffalo. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, I was listening to Barley and Bellavia yesterday, and apparently he went in the back door of the school with it because they're having some kind of a thing, auditorium.
Some event, okay.
Number one. Number two, when he got caught, he said, well, I guess the school needs better security.
Oh, that's kind of out of place, isn't it?
About this. And I believe if Mickey Kearns or Donald Trump Jr. or anybody else would have done the same thing, they would have had the book thrown at him.
Like Carl Palladino.
I think he's just friends with the mayor, and the mayor leaned on Flynn to get this taken care of. He should be charged just like anybody else should. Why is there one set of rules? He's a legislator. What is that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I hear you. I don't know if there's two sets of rules. It's just a matter of interpretation of the first one. And I don't know if intent plays anything in there or not. But
again, that they would have faced the full brunt of the law on this one.
That wouldn't surprise me. I can tell you that. Thank you. Thank you very much, Bill. I assume you agree with that, Tony, that because you said you think there's two forms of justice anyway.
Oh, there's no question about it. People in power, people with money, have a better shot in the courts than average people like me.
The DA could have gone either way on this, and I think he may have gotten actually less criticism by charging him, but that isn't what it should be about. It should be about fairness and justice. And that's why there's discretion. That's why you have a district attorney who looks over everything and decides whether it is something that should be pursued or something that should be dismissed.
Well, like you always say, is it legal or is it illegal?
Yeah, that's the point. What he did was illegal, and they point that out. It was illegal. But I would like to think that there's some discretion in laws, some. There's some understanding of the circumstances. Now, sometimes we've gone way too far to use circumstances as an excuse for what we did. But what I'm saying is, legitimately, as human beings, sometimes there are circumstances. Do you ever forget anything? Anything in your life? Did you leave for the office and forgot your work with you? Did you go to school and forget a book? I mean, it happens to everybody. Of course, you need extra vigilance when you have that little square card that says pistol permit.
See, to me, I put it right up there with, I may take some heat for this, but leaving your child in a car. You wouldn't leave your child in a car. Why would you leave your gun in a car? You have to know.
And people have left children in the car that were not animals. They legitimately maybe had two children. They drop one off and forgot the second one was there sleeping in the back seat.
Yeah, to me, there is no excuse.
Yeah. We'll be back with more with Beach and Company on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to our friend Gary in Williamsville. Gary, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Gary. What do you got for us today?
I have a different perspective, obviously.
You usually do, yes.
Let's look at the scenario and say that, okay, he made a mistake. He did break the law. Looks like several people put their thumb on the scales in his favor. Let's do this. Let's change one name and tell me the outcome the same.
Okay, what name from and to?
From Wingo.
Yeah.
To Paladino.
Whoa, that might be different.
Why?
I don't think he could call the mayor. Yeah, I understand. And a lot of people have posted that. They think that it's because of who he was or how connected he was. And if it were somebody who wasn't a favorite of City Hall, like he is, he's friends with the mayor, that might have been different. I can see what you're saying.
Just pressed on him and the people who put their thumb on the scale.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Gives us something to think about. Appreciate it. That seems to be the prevailing attitude. Yes, Tony?
Are you saying Carl Paladino's not favored at City Hall?
By the mayor? Yeah, they're close friends. They're going to have children together. Let's see. All right, here are some of the texts. Sandy, the guy lives on the east side. He probably carries 24/7. And therefore, it would be easy for him to forget he has it on him. It's not easy to forget you have it on him, but it's not impossible either, especially if it's a small gun. A polymer type gun, not a big honking, you know, 44 mag or something like that. It can happen. Do you wish it didn't happen? Of course. Do you wish it never happened? Of course. But we're human beings and things like that happen. Here's another. Ignorance to the law is beautiful. Well, he wasn't ignorant to the law because he recognized instantly that you shouldn't be carrying a gun in here. Now, I've never done it. That I'm aware of. But if all of a sudden I realized, hey, wait a minute, I'm in a place where I should not be carrying, I think my first bet would be the nearest exit. Just get away from the scene, disperse any kind of a problem that might occur. And if you had to report it, you could report it, but at least you did it in good faith. Do they expect people with a permit to be perfect? If you do, you're going to be disappointed because there's no group of perfect people that we're aware of roaming the earth as we speak. Let's go to Frank on a cell phone. Frank, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. Good morning.
Hello, Frank. What do you think about this? Did he get away with it, or was it fair?
I think he did. I think Flynn made a mistake. I think he was, you know, became judge and jury. Let me ask you a question. So if I, when I go to traffic court next week for my 10-mile over the speed limit out in the middle of nowhere here in Corfield, am I just going to tell the judge, gee, Your Honor, I thought it was 55, it was 45. I forgot.
Well, if you say that you forgot, they could probably tell you where the speed signs are in the area you got your ticket. I don't think that would be an excuse. I think each of these cases are individual. I understand what you're saying.
But isn't there a sign in front of the school saying that these are gun-free zones?
I don't know. I've not seen a sign in front of a school, but it's recognized that you cannot bring a carry a gun into a school. That's generally recognized and accepted. You either accept that it was a mistake or it wasn't, and I think it was.
I think it was a mistake, but I think at the same time it's a crime, and it should go through the system.
Well, not all crimes are prosecuted. They do look, sometimes they look way too much for what caused you to do something. And I'm a strict believer that that's used as an excuse way too many times. But there are legitimate times when it's a reason that is true. So we'll see where that goes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, it might be different if it were Carl Palladino. And yes, Carl is not a friend of the mayor. I'm glad you picked up on that, doing a show like this in here.
Yeah, I have to say, to Frank's point, getting a speeding ticket in Corfu is no fun. I should know.
Did you get one?
I've had a few in Corfu going to Darien Lake.
You throw yourself on the mercy of the court?
Well, because, you know, you get off the thruway and they just dump it down to like 30 miles an hour. And I may have been going a little quicker than that. And they have the cops, you know, they know an event's going on. And, you know, I've had to pay a few fines.
I have an attitude, too. I don't know if I'd be a good traffic court judge. Here's my attitude. There are times when people purposely try to go fast. Oh, look, I got a new car out here. It's a beautiful day. Let's see what this baby will do. But I think most speeding tickets, people are not trying to go fast. I think their speed creeps up. And I think I read an article once that says that you'll drive on highways at a speed that is comfortable for you, okay, where you don't have to be on high alert and your hair doesn't look like you just caught it on fire. You're comfortable with that. And I do think that you may be at 55 and the speed drifts up to 60 or even 65 before you realize it. And then your body will tell you. You'll get the cues from your body. This is faster than you're supposed to be going. Now, a lot of cars, I have a couple of my cars, have very helpful things. They have the current speed sign shown right next to your current speed. And I have one that your current speed turns red if it's over the speed sign. So these are helpful. But I think very seldom, I mean, somebody may have taken a GTR and gone too fast with it. You think that could have ever happened, Tony?
Helpful. I consider that annoying. I can't imagine somebody opening up a GTR. That would never happen.
No, not with me either. But the bottom line is, do you agree with me that if you're not trying to speed purposely, that usually you get it because it's creeping up?
It does. I mean, you look at a nice sunny day, there are times when I'm going faster than I should be. And you catch yourself after a while, but there's something about it, it feels good.
And I don't think it's an accident that a lot of people get speeding tickets in the spring when you finally got a nice warm day and you feel good.
Well, why do you think you see so many troopers out?
That's what I mean. That's when the cops are out. They know it too. They know if it's a light drizzle and it's overcast or you're having some kind of a rainstorm, odds are you're not going to be speeding.
Right. Okay?
But you come out there, oh, smell this air. This is great. And then suddenly your speedometer might be.
Yeah, you put down the window, the tunes go up, and then the gas pedal gets a little heavier.
Absolutely. I mean, I listened to Tiny Tim singing Tiptoe Through the Tulips as I tromped the throttle of my
Remind
Hellcat.
Remind me to take that away from you.
I play it on my Hellcat just to drive people crazy. 803-0930.
Your Hellcat needs to be washed, by the way.
It's filthy.
It is.
It's disgusting. And I'm supposed to wash it by hand. However, I'm still carrying around a cane. It's very hard to wash a car with you carrying a cane.
Sandy, being your buddy,
it's going to be a long weekend.
I could take it home.
Get it clean.
Take my time. It'll take me 3 days to do it.
Nice.
Because I do it right. I'm a former detailer.
And you'll dry it by high speed by wind.
It's actually a very effective way to dry a car.
Wind blowing on the car.
Somebody taught me that a long time ago, and it works.
It's amazing. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Was this a, hey, do you really have to throw the book at him? It was an honest mistake. There's a term called an honest mistake. If Wingo, of course he'd never say it, but if Wingo had the attitude of, hey, I'm on the council, I've got my gun, I don't want to have to secure it because I want it on me, it's okay with me, and then you did it. You knew you weren't supposed to be there, but you did it anyway. That would be wrong, and that, I think, would be prosecutable. But well, he's never going to say that, that's for sure. And have you ever misplaced something, made a mistake? Now, God forbid you misplace your gun, because then somebody could pick it up and do harm with it.
That's not something you want to misplace.
No, you don't. And as I said, there's an alarm system within your body that says, hey, I'm in the wrong place with the wrong thing, and I got to get out of here. And you do it. It's to the fleet syndrome.
If we go without it, if we leave our cell phone at home, we feel naked without it.
You do.
So I think something like, and that's something we carry with us all the time. I think the same thing would happen with a gun.
You know when you have it. And even if you have a permit to carry, and you can carry full time, you don't always carry. Because there are places you can't go, and you got to think about your day ahead. You know, nobody that I know carries 24/7. Okay, you carry when you think you might need to, but of course, the big mistake is not carrying when you need to.
Yeah, I mean, I only take my rocket launcher when I absolutely know I'm going to need it.
You know, when people say to me, "Is that a bazooka hanging out of your shirt sleeve?
Is that a flamethrower?"
We'll be back with more with Beach and Company on News Radio 930 WBEN. Grab your fork and knife, order up your favorite steak, and save at Scotch and Sirloin, Buffalo's best dining experience for 45 years. They're giving you $30 for just $17. It's today's deal of the day from My Buffalo Perks. Details at MyBuffaloPerks.com. If you've not been there at Scotch and Sirloin recently, give it a try. Oh, and they have a dessert. I meant to tell you. They have a dessert at Scotch and Sirloin that is delicious. I think it's worth going to the restaurant, even if you just want dessert. It's kind of like it's like an ice cream, but it's a sherbet custard ice cream combination. I forget what they call it, but it is delicious. It's one of those things where your taste buds say, "Hey, send me more of that," and that's at Scotch and Sirloin.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it is good. It is good, and it's worth going to the restaurant just for that if you've already had lunch. Now, let me see. Is it easy to forget you're carrying? No, it's not easy, but it's possible. However, most times people are very, very aware when they're carrying. I would almost give an example. Suppose you were going to try and buy something cash, and you know you had your eye and somebody's got something for sale and you're going to pay cash for it. Because when you pay cash, maybe you'll get them to lower the price, okay? So you go to the bank and you get cash. You either take a loan or maybe you've got it on deposit. Say you got $5,000. It's in your hand. They just gave you $5,000. And you're going to be able to get this with your $5,000 withdrawal. I guarantee that when they give you that $5,000, you're going to know what pocket you're carrying it in. You're going to know which way the bills are facing. You're going to be very aware. And if you have to stop for anything, you're always checking. Is the money still with me? Yes, yes, yes. That's because you're not used to carrying $5,000 around. And not many people do. So I think it's the same thing with a pistol permit. Your height of awareness should be that as if you were carrying a large amount of cash, because it's a sacred trust that we get by having that permit. We have the right to carry that firearm. There's a certain amount of, wow, I worked hard for this, and I don't want to blow it. I want to make sure that I take care of what I'm supposed to do. So, like that, okay, tell the truth. You go to New York City. Do you keep your wallet in your front pocket? Probably. Because you're not used to being there. And you've heard the stories of, well, there's pickpockets and things like that. So anytime there's something unusual or something that's different, and I think that unless you're law enforcement, that carrying your pistol is usually different. Not many people carry every day. Some do. But not everybody does. So it would be a heightened awareness. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. Did the DA, who decided not to charge Mr. Wingo, yes, Wingo. Remember that with Lorne Greene? He had the story of Wingo, the gunman, who is supposed to be the fastest gun in the West.
I just keep thinking back every time I hear his name, and we played this cut when Michael Caputo was filling in from Tombstone.
Oh,
by
I love that.
Johnny Wingo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave.
I love that movie.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
I love that movie.
I got to watch it this weekend.
I've seen that movie 20, 25 times. And Val Kilmer is fabulous.
I think that's probably the best role he has ever played.
Yeah, that is Top Gun. He's great in Top Gun, too. But now he's kind of porked out a little bit.
Yeah, he's gained some weight.
I don't think he could hide a gun. Now, if he hit it, he'd never
maybe a Kringle, but not a gun.
He'd never be able to find it. So Mr. Ulysses Wingo is on the council, but I think he made the mistake and did his best to correct it as quickly as possible. All right? So, obviously, many times when you're looking at what's going on, you look at intent. Did he intend to do something illegal? No. Did he do something illegal? Yes. Did he attempt to fix it? Yes. Did he attempt to fix it immediately? Yes. And because of that, I'm thinking that unless he has a prior with some offense regarding his pistol permit, I don't think there are intervals of punishment here. I don't think you can go like 6 months without the permit or a thing like that. They either have the permit or you don't. And they can come and get it for anything, any reason. They can come and get it. And so he walked in to a school event, realized what he had done, tried to correct it as quickly as possible, took realistic proposal, short of disassembling the gun, he did almost everything else. They took the magazine out and stored the gun in the school safe and the magazine separately in a different box under the custody of one of the secretaries there. So what more could you do? You say the ammunition is not with the gun, which makes the gun useless. Except as a, you know, bludgeoning instrument. And as soon as it was over, he secured everything and left. So I don't know what you can do more than that. I mean, I guess you can punish people for making a mistake. But I think we've gone overboard for using circumstances as a reason to be soft on anything. But I think in this case, if I were wearing the robe, first of all, I hope it fits. If I were wearing the robe, I would find in my heart not to charge him. That's just the way I would feel. Tony would send him to the big house. Tony, is you think we have two forms of justice?
Yeah, we definitely do in this country. There's no question. We've seen it time and time again.
You mean those that have friends and those that don't in powerful places?
Yeah, basically. You know, you're wealthy, you're connected. You definitely get a break over regular people.
So you would, what would you have done? I guess you can pull the permit if you wanted to.
Maybe he should lose his permit.
Okay, that's.
But I know that's something you know more about. You're an experienced permit holder. I'm not.
Then you got to get it back, and you got to jump through hoops, and it takes time. And it's not easy having a permit, getting a permit, holding a permit, whatever. And you do your best to follow all the rules, but sometimes something happens. What do you think, Judge Beamer? Oh
yes.
My God, think about that. What if you were up before Judge Beamer? What do you think Judge Beamer would declare?
Well, Demi, no.
We'll have to have a thorough body search.
Yeah, you know, welcome back from rehab is what I would say.
That's very nice of you.
You know, I tend to agree with Tony. I tend to think, you know, that's the way justice would be served if I were judge. But then again, that's probably why I didn't do it.
Pulling his permit?
Yeah, I think if that were anyone in this room, I don't have a permit, but if any of us had a permit and walked into a government building, right, I think it'd be pulled.
Okay, and those are certainly options that the DA had but chose not to exercise. Now, whether anybody, you know, picked up the phone, we don't know. We don't know. And we certainly wouldn't want influence to decide. But maybe facts were brought up that people didn't know or whatever. We got to be fair about it. We would want to be treated fairly, and I think Wingo, Doc Holliday believes it too, should get an equal treatment. We'll be back with more. We want your thoughts. What would you do if you were the judge? Would you have thrown the book at or at least charged him? And if he found guilty, and I think it would be pretty easy to find guilty, he's admitted it. If found guilty, would you pull his permit or not? You think I'm right? You think Tony and Beamer are right? On News Radio 930 WBEN. Let me see. On the hotline must be a very important person. Let's see. Why, I think it's Ken Hamilton. Hello, Ken.
Why, I think that you're right. Can you hear me okay?
Can hear you loud and clear. I see that Congressman Collins on tomorrow will be in Niagara Falls. Tell us what's going on there tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow, what's going to happen? I don't know if you... Well, I announced it the other day when I was on the air that the remains of Sergeant Meredith Kearns, who is the last Korean War warrior to be returned to the United States as a result, of course, of the negotiations with the two presidents, President of North Korea, as well as our President Trump. In their negotiations, they decided to turn some remains over, and this is why he's back in the country after all of those years. Now, so we're going to be celebrating this up at the monument at Niagara Falls. That's on Hyde Park Boulevard and Pine Avenue, U.S. 62 at New York 61.
And Congressman Collins will be there?
Congressman Collins will be there. He's a late entry, thank goodness, to the efforts of Bill Carroll and Ken Tompkins and myself, that we were able to pull him in, and he's more than grateful to do so. Now, Higgins could not make it. He comes to most of them, but this time he was pre-scheduled elsewhere. And Niagara Falls is in his district, as well as Jan Reed's district in North Tonawanda, who is Kern's brother. But Collins, Collins represents most of the rest of the family that's out in the county. And so it's only appropriate that he comes in. He's going to present a flag, a U.S. flag from Washington, and a spray of flowers to the family in memorial and celebration of their brother's return to the United States and the memorial of his loss. It's going to be a great event. 120-unit parade will precede the ceremonies at the monument. So it should be an exciting day up in Niagara Falls. We're so glad to have the family honored in the way that they did. Remember, he's the last returning veteran from Western New York to come back from the Korean War.
I think these kinds of events are very important because we want ways. We only have so many ways to thank the people who wear the uniform to protect what we enjoy every day in our lives. And I'm glad, Ken, that you and people like you are involved actively to make sure that our veterans are not forgotten. It's easy to kind of not think about it, but I think it's important that it be shown every once in a while in a public display like we're going to have tomorrow.
Absolutely. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. And there's going to be, if it, you know, there's the issue that it might rain. But I'm guaranteeing you that there's going to be rain there. It's going to be the warm, salty rain that's going to be falling from people's eyes, particularly that of the family, because they still have strong emotional ties to the loss of their brother and his return back to the United States. And they thank everybody who's involved in that and making it possible for him to come back. And we thank you too, Sandy, because you're a big supporter of what we do up in Niagara Falls. And the American Veterans Monuments in Niagara Falls celebrates all American veterans. It is believed to be the largest all-American granite monument in the country, and the Niagara Falls Veterans Memorial Commission is glad to be the person who is bringing this to us.
And it starts at noon, and Congressman Collins will be there to present flowers. This 36 members of 36 grieving family members will be there too. It's a terrific tribute, and I'm glad you're involved with it, Ken. And let's hope you have a nice turnout, and hope the rain holds off.
Okay, one more second is that the parade itself actually starts at about 10 o'clock in the morning. So you can line Pine Avenue, see the parade, then come on over to the monument and enjoy the ceremonies. We strongly suggest that if you want seating because of the size of this event, that you bring your own lawn chairs so that you can enjoy it.
And how many people, not people, how many pieces do you have in the parade? 120?
120, yeah.
That's great. That's going to be a very impressive parade. Well, go get them tomorrow. Let's hope the sun is shining on you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Okay, thanks, Ken Hamilton. Ken Hamilton's a great guy. He served in the U.S. Navy, and he does a lot with veterans. He really does. And he does a lot for the community, too. Like to see people like that who are active and get things done. He's not there to get his name in the paper. He's there to get things done, and he does. He gets things done. Look at the monument up there. And I'm glad this is for the Korean War. The Korean War seems to doesn't get the publicity that the other ones do. We still have troops there. They've been there since the end. The war technically hasn't ended. That didn't end with Trump and Kim Jong-un, did it?
I thought it did.
Oh, maybe it did. Okay, I might stand corrected. But up to then, anyway, it was still there. And troops still there. I know we still have troops there, for sure. So this event tomorrow might be very, very nice.
Yeah, I hope the weather cooperates.
Yes, let's do that. We don't want rain to spoil it. Let's go to Dan in Lancaster. Dan, you're on WBEN. What about Mr. Wingo? Did he get off easy, or was it fair?
Well, I don't believe it was fair. I just want to say, you know, my most sincere appreciation and respect to all the veterans out there on Memorial Day. But, you know, a lot of what we get sort of caught doing illegally is a mistake. You know, I'm a law-abiding citizen, but I might make a mistake and go too fast. I might make a mistake and forget to, you know, do something with my car or something like that. And I have to pay the price for that. To own a pistol and to walk around with, you know, it loaded and have a carry permit, you can't make mistakes like that. You can't. When was a police officer going to let you off because you said, I made a mistake?
So, well, I understand totally what you're saying, but I think that, and they took into consideration probably his record. Did he have any other problems with at all, especially with guns and all that before he made a decision? But I understand. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I got. I appreciate your show. Thanks for everything you do.
And thank you, Dan. Thank you very much. Yeah, this is one where I can understand the DA giving him a little slack, even though it's an immense responsibility when you're carrying a pistol. But I think there has to be, every once in a while, we have to get real that we are all human beings And he certainly didn't do it on purpose. He had nothing to gain by doing it. Tried to correct it as quickly as possible. Tried to make it as secure as possible. I mean, I think he did the best he could do under the situation. Okay, that about wraps it up. But before we leave, we want to give you a chance to win $1,000. Are you ready with our cash code? Text 72881. Put the word motor, M-O-T-O-R. The thing that's in your car makes it go, go, go. Okay, 72881. See the rest of you on Tuesday at noon on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Building. Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.